Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and I'm super excited to have you here on this Financial Friday. And today we're going to talk about, is tradition holding you back? We are also going to have Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial on our show this morning, and he is going to talk to us about four simple ways to save $5,000 a year. Who couldn't use an extra $5,000? Wow, between that and my ebook that's teaching you how to earn $3,000 by the end of the year, things are going to be looking up, huh? Well, they're already looking up, right? Just because you got up this morning. Well, we're going to talk about, is tradition holding you back? And then, because the thing about tradition is people kind of buy into these institutions and ideas, and then you get to be, I don't know, in your late 30s, or you get to be in your 40s and 50s, and then you realize, wait a minute, I followed a path that everyone else said I should follow, or I followed a path that tradition says I should follow, and this path is only making me broker. This path is not allowing me to come out of struggle. This path is not allowing me to step up and step out and get to where it is I want to be in my life. So with that being said, you guys, we are going to talk a little bit about tradition, and we're going to see if tradition is holding you back. And so, but before we get to that, as always, we have to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and you guys should be okay with that because I have not been, we've been kind of commercial free for a while there, and we're commercial free because I'm jumping right into our subjects and getting right to the point so that you guys can get to where it is you want to be. All right, with that being said, this morning we're going to have some commercials. We'll be back shortly.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487. Or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Now back to Designing Your Life Today with your host, Pat Council.
Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council, and we are back with Designing Your Life Today. And you know what we're going to do this morning? Something a little bit differently. We're going to jump in there, and you will start to hear these. I believe they're going to start airing on Wednesday. But I wanted to get started with these, and we have Printella's positive points, and these positive points are so good for you to listen to, and they're going to inspire you, but they're also, they have some really good wisdom in them. So with that being said, we're going to take a break and listen to that. Then we're going to come back and jump right into, is tradition holding you back?
Hello, This is Printella Bankhead, the author of Staying on Course in Business and in Life. And I'd like for you to take a moment today and think about the important things that you want to achieve in your lifetime. Where do you see yourself in a year from now, 2 years from now, even 5 years from now? Focus on the things that you'd like to have in your life, not on the things that you don't want. Don't focus on the negative, but see yourself achieving the things that you'd like to have out of life. Did you know that setting goals can speed up that process? Setting goals can make you a believer in yourself, and writing them makes it even more successful when you write them down daily. Set a goal for yourself. See yourself in the future. See brightness, new beginning in your life. This has been Printella Bankhead, and this is your tip for today. God bless you.
Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council. We are back. Let's talk about tradition a little bit before Mario J. Payne comes on to our show and share with us about how to save $5,000 in a year. Now, thing about tradition is that let's just look at some of the traditions. What are some of the traditions in your life that you've adopted, that you've been taught, and that's been handed down since the beginning, or since as far back as you can remember? This kind of reminds me of a story that I heard, and it's been told like several times by different speakers, and I always thought this was a neat story because this goes to mindset and what we adopt as fact that we need to question. The story about the lady who, it was the grandmother and the mother. And so the granddaughter, who was putting the roast in the pot, in the pan, she was cutting off the ends of the roast. And so she asked her mother, "Mom, why do we cut the ends off of this roast?" Because she couldn't understand. "What are we doing? You know, why are we cutting this off like this?" And the mother said, "I don't know. That's the way my mom always did it." So then the granddaughter went to grandma and says, "Grandma, why do we cut off this roast?" Same thing. "I don't know. That's the way my mother always did it." So my point is, they adopted a tradition, and it turns out that the reason they were cutting off the ends of the pan is because the pan was too small. Back then they couldn't afford a bigger pan. So they cut the roast to make the roast fit the smaller pan instead of buying a bigger pan, which means, because you don't have to cut a roast on the ends. So my point is, what traditions are you following that could be holding you back? What traditions are you following that are preventing your success and preventing you from going to the next level in your life? I mean, so you really want to take a look at all of this, and you want to make some, let's say, more solid decisions. And how do you know the decision is solid? It's a decision that's going to move you forward. Anything that's holding you back, anything that's keeping you on the fence, you know, hey, get rid of it. And just take a look at your life. Step back and look at your life. You know, I decided to talk about this today because I always hear people, "Well, my mom always said," or "my grandma always said." And I actually say that a lot because, you know, my granddad to me was like the wisest person ever, okay, next to Solomon. And so, but even when I step back and I take a look at some of the things that he shared, yeah, he was pretty wise. And a lot of things he said, they were right. But there were certain things that he said that I said, not exactly right. These philosophies aren't exactly the best philosophies to buy into. And so with that being said, one of the things that you want to do is you want to look at, as a matter of fact, I would suggest that you make a list of all the traditions that you've bought into and see if they're working for your life. I actually hear people sometimes say, "Yeah, I have to go home to the family reunion." Why? Because that's just what we do. And, yes, is it great to get together with family? Absolutely. Is it great to go to your family reunions? Absolutely. And so the thing about that is you but the thing is, like, if you say, "Okay, why are you going?" "I really don't want to go, but it's a tradition." Okay, so if you don't want to go, all right, first of all, don't be, you got to make sure you're not just being selfish. But if you don't want to go because, let's say, you're being treated a certain way that takes you away from your highest and best self, that's a whole different idea or a whole different reason for saying no. And so you really don't want to follow traditions that people have followed. For example, I saw this movie, and in the movie, and I've seen this actually in a couple of movies, and I thought, okay, really? And the movie says, oh, well, you know, that African-Americans are Democrats, that because you're African-American, you have to be a Democrat. And if you're a black Republican, you can't be trusted. That's absolutely ridiculous. Americans are founded on, oh, wait, because you're part of an ethnic group, you got to join this political party. You can be in any political party that you want to include just not being in a political party and just walking in there and voting as an independent. Of course, you want to be a registered voter. Now, that's not about tradition. However, having someone tell you that you have to be a part of something or join something just because it's tradition, if it interferes with you being your authentic self, then I can assure you, you're not going to thrive because your life becomes that person's. In other words, you're living in someone else's shadow. I remember watching American Idol, and on American Idol, when Simon Cowell was on there, and then people would come out and do their auditions, and one day there was a lady on there, and she came out and she sang, and she was great. And Simon had a little bit of criticism for her, and she says, well, I don't know why you're criticizing me. I sound just like Whitney Houston. And Simon Cowell said, Whitney Houston is Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston sounds like Whitney Houston. I want to hear what you sound like. What do you sound like? So he had her do another song, and this time she brought her real voice to the forefront. Now, she did make it through, but the point is, he said, don't imitate someone else. You know, you want to be yourself. Be who you are. And sometimes people fall into tradition. I look like my father, and so people sometimes expect in my family, when I was growing up, they would expect me to act more like him, be more like him. And, well, your father's like this and your father's like that. And in my head I'm thinking, yeah, first of all, I'm a girl. Secondly, I'm not him. So the point is, and my father never did that to me because he always encouraged me to be myself. But the point is that you have to see, are you following traditions? Are you taking a job because your dad took it? Well, this is what my dad did. It's okay to follow in your father's footsteps or your mother's footsteps. It's okay to do that, provided you absolutely love it. Like Joel Osteen, he followed in his father's footsteps. But he loves what he's doing. He's very good at it. And so the thing about it is you have to really look at your life with the, let's say, the purest sense of honesty, okay, and just be honest about who you are and about what you really want for your life. Don't be that kind of people pleaser. And unfortunately, sometimes parents go overboard. I have a friend who told her son, no, you shouldn't go to that college because that's too far away from mommy. Are you kidding? He's about to be an adult. It's too far, and she did say mommy. Okay, it's too far away from mommy, and you're not going to leave your mother all alone. And when your sister went to college, she did this and this, and so we've all gone to this college right here. And he wanted to go to another college. And I listened to her as she told me the story, and I asked her, I said, well, you know, I have a question for you. I said, what does he want? Well, I'm his mother. No, what does he want? you're the vehicle that brought him on this earth so he can serve God's purpose. He's not here to serve your purpose, okay? So the point is that you have to look at your life and really decide. And sometimes that's very difficult for people because they have been brought up in kind of a codependent relationship with family members and with other people in their life. They develop these codependent ways of being, and as a result, they don't ever step out to see who they really are. They do things because the rest of the crowd is doing it, because it's always been done that way. There are people who join certain fraternities and sororities. Oh, well, oh, your sister's a legacy. Oh, your mom's a legacy. You got to be in this sorority. Really? Do I have to? Can I just join the one I want? So you have to look at your life, because think about it. When you follow in someone's footsteps, now there's a difference between following in someone's footsteps because you respect that person, and there's a certain level of respect that says, you know what, this resonates with my spirit, and I think if I'm on this path, I'm going to learn some things that's good for me, and it's going to help me bring out my greatest purpose, and I'm going to serve the purpose for which God put me here. Because the reality of it is that, and this is in the Bible, and put it on the website, and because I want to find that scripture because I don't have it right here, but it's in the Bible, you know, where God tells you that, you know, you're here to serve His purpose. You're not here to serve your own. You're not here to serve your parents because they want to run your life, and so you have to really look at tradition. And if tradition actually worked, I'm going to just go so far as to say, if it really worked, then you know where we would all be. This country would be thriving like nobody's business. There wouldn't be any issues. Nobody would be able to tell you things that will guide you in a direction that you really don't want to go in, first of all. And secondly, that's not for the best interest or the good of all parties involved. The thing about, and I always use politics as an example, because politics is a great example of how they lump groups and they decide how you're going to think and what you're going to do and how you're going to vote. And as a matter of fact, I listened to Hillary Clinton, and I've listened to all the candidates, but I listened to Hillary Clinton, and I especially noticed this, and I thought, she's talking to an African-American group. Why did her dialect change? To me, I would be insulted by that, because the reality of it is we don't all have the same dialect. People are people. And so, but then she was talking to a Jewish group, and then she made Jewish references, of course, and then the dialect changed there. And then she went, of course, to a predominantly white group, dialect changed. So why can't you just talk like Hillary? Why? Because they know that tradition says that African Americans vote a certain way. And if you say certain things, this is what they're going to vote. Based on that, not based on a value system, but based on that. So this is about tradition. And my point in sharing this today is so many people are struggling financially, and people make decisions based on tradition. And as a result of that, you're not being your most authentic self. When we are not our most authentic self, you are not being who God made you to be. You are not operating in your true gifts. You are not operating from a position of power. When you go down a path that someone else sends you down, you're operating in their power. And we each have our own power. And if you go to our website, I have it in the video there that I did that introduces kind of the new design of your life today. And right there at the front, I put the scripture, you know, that talks about the fact that God gives us a spirit he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but he gives us a spirit of a power, and it goes on to say that he gives us a spirit of love, and so the thing about that, and sound mind, and so the thing about that, though, it doesn't say he gives you the opportunity or he gives you the right to walk in your parents' footsteps or someone else's footsteps and use their power and do everything that they say. Listen, if you want to have the best life, you want to live your highest and best life, then, yeah, you need to find your own power, and you need to not let tradition hold you back. Yeah, you might get a little criticism. People might get upset with you, but you know what? If it's family, they love you. They'll get over it. And if they don't get over it, if you know that you're operating within your God-given purpose, then you let God handle the rest. You do your thing and just let Him take over. But you know, break out of tradition if it's holding you back. And I'm not talking about the traditional Christmas party and those kind of things. That's social interaction and love being shared. That's a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about the kind of traditions that we buy into that's actually holding us back and making us buy into philosophies that don't work for our greater good and will not take us to the next level in life. I mean, this is like a no-brainer, you guys. Look at it. People who buy into certain traditions and as a matter of fact, in other words, and I'll say this and then we're going to go to commercial. Like, for example, because you're of a certain ethnic group, you've got to vote a certain way. And have you noticed that that group in no way, shape, or form, they're not excelling at any level? Because we're meant to be individuals. We're not meant to, are we meant to relate to one another, connect with one another? Absolutely. Love one another? Absolutely. But that whole tradition thing, yeah, if it's holding you back, yeah, you might want to break out of that. Okay. Listen. You guys know what to do if you don't like what I said. Send me an email, post on my Facebook page. It's all good. So I am going to go to commercial, then we're going to come back with Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time-consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs. Connect with someone who can help you put your best look forward. Mary Kay's independent beauty consultant, Pat Freeman, will help you choose the right products for you. Ladies and gentlemen, get healthier looking skin. Look your best with advice from your personal beauty consultant. Contact Pat Freeman at 941-720-5326 or visit her website at MaryKay.com/PFreeman59. Color cosmetics also available. Clark Burton, a Legal Shield independent associate offering a profile of legal and identity theft services protecting families, small businesses, and commercial drivers, specializing in helping small businesses affordably protect and grow their business and in offering a voluntary employee benefit. For more information, you may visit www.clarkburton.com or dial 904-233-9682 or toll free at 888-730-4345.
It's time to grow your finances with certified financial planner Mario Payne of Raymond James Financial Services. He is the financial planner committed to serving you.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. I'm here with Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial Services. And, boy, he's going to help us have more money. That's awesome. So, good morning, Mario.
Hey, Pat, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, good, good, good. Another rainy day here in Jacksonville, Florida. It seems like all this week has just been raining. So, we're doing fine though.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, we've had a lot of rain. For you guys that live in other parts of the country, I tell you, it's almost like I need a boat. But I like it when it rains like this sometimes because it's. Kind of therapeutic, you know, besides I guess we need water. But you're right, we've had a lot of rain. Okay, what are you going to share with us this week about money, money, money?
So we talked about investing, we talked about the market, and from here to there we talk about budgeting. But today, I wanted to basically talk about, 4 to 5 ways to save a cumulative amount of $5,000. So how do we basically keep $5,000 a year in our pocket? And if you think about just saving money, it can sometimes be elusive because we get money and we spend it and we say, I want to save it, and then it gets spent. And when saving money is not done properly, sometimes it can be frustrating as well. So when it comes to reaching your personal goals, reaching your financial goals, you don't have to do it all at one time. But if you take a few steps here, a few steps there, you'll definitely over time save money. So number one, the first way to save $5,000 over the course of a year is to ditch the contract. You probably see those commercials with Sprint where they have the chainsaw and they're sawing off the contract. Well, if you think about your cell phone, a lot of cell phone providers are going to no contracts and they're doing a la carte when it comes to your provider. If you think about data usage, it was a study done a few months ago, and it says basically cell phone bills are up over 50% since 2007. Meaning that a lot more people compared to almost 2007 was almost 10 years ago. Time flies, but if you think about it, a lot more people are using cell phones compared to 2007. So now cell phone companies are hiking up those bills. Well, the average cell phone per family bill is $260. That is a lot of money. Of course, depending on your financial picture, a high cell phone bill, you know, may not be that significantly important, but it may. So again, if we get rid of the bill, if we get rid of our contract, you know, we can easily save, you know, $100 a month. If you think about going to a cell phone plan today, those no contract cell phone plans, you know, they're as cheap as $39, $40, $50, a lot less expensive than some of the other cell phone bills out there. So if we go from paying, let's say, $250 to $150 on our cell phone by, quote, unquote, ditching the contract or taking out things that we never use over the course of a year, that's $100 a month. And $100 over 12 months, that's $1,200 that we saved.
Wow. That's awesome. So, you guys, there's $1,200 right there. So you're on your way to saving $5,000. Are there any other ways that they can save money on the short term?
Yes, on a short term as well, you want to think about your cable. Because when it comes to cable, satellite TV, and we have DirecTV, and it's definitely not as cheap as old-fashioned cable what we paid 10, 15 years ago. But again, with things like Netflix, with Hulu, with Apple TV, which we have and love, you know, it is ways to basically cut down on that cell phone bill. According to the NPD group, cable television averages $123 right now. And they're actually projecting in 2020 that cable TV, just the regular basic package, will be over $200. So just like your cell phone bill, you know, that I mentioned, if you use Netflix, Sling TV, Hulu, and others, you know, you can cut down your spending by at least $100 if you take out some of those premium packages, if you just get the basic plan, so your basic sports, things of that nature, and then you get your Netflix or your Hulu, your Sling TV, and pay an extra $8 or $9. You get the movies that you want and things of that nature. You can easily cut down another $100 a month. So over the course of a year, that's another $1,200 a year that we save. So between ditching the cable and also ditching the contract, that's $2,400 that we saved.
Right. And, you know, and that's true, you guys, because if any of you out there have cable and I am with Comcast cable, and really it's pretty easy for that bill to go up over $200. And now my bill isn't $200, but it isn't $200 because I basically am with Comcast because I need a strong internet service. And so I made them clear, this is the part, this is all I want, I don't need that other stuff. So he's right, because when I had the whole package, it was over $200 a month. And I thought, good grief, I don't even watch enough television to spend that kind of money. You know, so I don't even need it. I don't even need it. And I did. I got Netflix, and so I can, you know, watch a few things here and there when I want to, but that's pretty much it. I don't need that other stuff. So, and that's a great short-term way to save money. Now, that's a short-term way, and that's kind of a monthly way to save money. But what are some everyday expenses that we can cut back on and save some money?
Yes, this everyday expense, and this is a more of a long-term process because it basically cuts into our habits and what we do when we go to the grocery store. But what about trimming your grocery bill? We all like to eat, of course.
Yes.
And, you know, our grocery bill can be one of the first places to take a look at when it comes to money. According to the Department of Agriculture, the average family of four spends nearly $600 to $1,300 per month on food. Now, of course, places like California, you know, urban things like Chicago and New York, probably closer to $1,300 than $600. I have, you know, clients that are farmers, and you know, they don't even pay nearly $600 because they grow things themselves. But, again, on average, $600 to $1,300 per month on food. So the last thing you want to sacrifice is your health for cheaper food. But in most cases, you know, you can take at least $100 a month off of your food bill. If you think about your lunch, instead of going out to the fast food place, you take lunch to work. You know, leftovers. My wife, she she hates leftovers, and
yeah.
she's a great cook. I can eat leftovers for 4 or 5 days. I know you're probably not supposed to eat leftovers for 4 or 5 days.
True.
But if you know, my wife's so much of a great cook, I just love to eat her food, maybe. I don't know. But but again, if you eat leftovers for a few days, if you have yourself a meal plan, if you have your own garden, I have
right.
clients that, you know, they live in subdivisions, but they have their own little garden where they grow things, and that helps them out. They grow their own fruits and vegetables. So instead of going to the store, it's websites that allow you to buy things, even organic products, and have it shipped to you directly, so you're not spending money on gas back and forth to the grocery store. So again, this is not a short-term solution. It's more of a long-term changing your habits, and changing habits sometimes can be tedious. But again, if you're able to cut $100 a month from those types of, eating out and grocery bills, and again, that's another $1,200 a year that you save. So between that, that's $3,600 a year that you saved.
Wow. Now let's talk about some other ways that perhaps we could save money. Now, a gym membership. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because we had a gym membership for about 5 years, and I probably went to the gym maybe twice a year. Horrible. And then take it a step further, you know, we have, quote-unquote, a home gym at our house, and have a treadmill and elliptical, and I probably go to the treadmill once every 4 or 5 weeks. So when it comes to working out, everybody wants to work out, totally me. We have to be dedicated. So I would say skip the gym bill. I mean, you know, you can go in your garage and work out. You can go on YouTube and on Netflix and Hulu. They have all types of workout regimens that you do by yourself. If you think about it, you know, the average gym membership averages $60 a month. Now, some places are a lot less expensive. Some places are a lot more. And exercising is great. We all want to exercise, but you don't have to give money to your local gym. So again, if you're at home, if you do online videos, if you're like a stepper, something of that nature, that's very, very inexpensive, and doing it yourself and doing what I do not do and sticking to it, then, you know, that can easily save you, you know, another $1,000 a year. So nothing against those people who are diehard gym members who go to the gym. But, again, you can definitely do your own gym regimen at your house and save you a nice amount of money.
Okay, and that's a very good point about the gym membership, because there are lots of people that have memberships and they join the gym in January most of the time because people have made the New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight, and they don't go to the gym. Now, in my case, I am a member of a gym, so like you said, if you're not going, but I go to the gym at least 4 days a week, and so because I want to use all the different weight machines and things like that. So, and he's right, you can also get a lot of the different workouts online. But I'm a person that in order to stay motivated, I have to change my scenery sometime. But if you need to add $5,000, you make the cut. So that's another good point there. And so you have to figure out, you know, what will keep you motivated, because you certainly don't want to sacrifice your health. But at the same time, you want to, you don't want to waste money either. So, and he's right, people spend money and they don't go to the gym. All right, let's see. So we've talked about, you know, saving money. We talked about the cable bill, the grocery bill, these ways that we can cut everyday expenses. We talk about the gym membership. And so are there other ways where we can add or save more money that's going to actually get us to that $5,000 mark?
Yeah. So it's another $600 to go, and this is very easy. It will take you maybe an hour, but save money, save a little bit of time by doing everything automatic. If you think about your credit union, your bank, when it comes to paying bills, you know, think about if we mail bills, if we continue to mail bills, how much that is when it comes to stamps. And, of course, you can't put a price on time, but the time it takes to fill something out, put in the mail, go to the mailbox. If we forgot a payment, it's a late fee we have to pay sometimes. Companies charge anywhere between $15 to $30 for a late fee. It might be more interest you have to pay. So we set up everything automatic either through our credit union or our bank. It makes things just a lot easier. And statistically showing by doing things automatically between late fees that you avoid, stamps, and other expenses, it saves you about $50 a month, which is, of course, $6,000 a year. You can even ask your employer if they deposit funds, of course, in your savings account. Sometimes people like to, to get money in their savings and then go to the bank and transfer money from their checking to savings account. Well, some employers actually, if you say, hey, out of my $2,000, I want $1,500 to go to my checking and the other $500 to go to my savings. I would definitely say you want someone to go to your 401k as well, but you can definitely have the employer do that so you can save yourself time, which I think is priceless, but also stamps and other expenses. So by doing those five things, you look up each year and you have $5,000 in your pocket. And I would definitely say give somebody like me or a financial advisor or a certified financial planner like myself a call so we can help you invest that extra money.
Wow, how awesome is that? Okay, you guys, so now you've learned how to add another $5,000 in your pocket and how to save that money over the course of 1 year. And if you want more information or you want to hear more from Mario, we have his Grow Your Finances videos. They're small little snippets where he's giving you information. And so we have those up, have the first one up on our website. So you can go and click on Grow Your Finances, and you can check it out there. And you can learn more. I mean, if you want to have more money, I find that most people don't have the money that they need to have because they're not smart when it comes to financial planning. And so you want to connect with Mario and his information so that you can, well, become more financially savvy. You'll have more money. And with that being said, Mario, is there anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. And if you kind of do some quick math, if we do save $5,000 a year over 10 years, that's $50,000 over 20 years. So if I'm 30 years old and I take these steps right now, in 20 years, that's $100,000 that I saved. If you think about if we invested that money, how much more if we invested it properly and was diversified, how much more that we would have. That would fund a nice amount of our retirement. So, again, doing these steps will definitely allow you to spend more money, save more money, and also invest more money. But if you have any questions for us, our office number here in Jacksonville is 904-733-5321. You can always email us at Raymond or Mario.Payne, MARIOPAYNE, at RaymondJames.com. Social media, Google us, just Google MJP Financial. Our website is MJP Financial. Our Facebook is MJP Financial Mario J. Payne. Our LinkedIn is also MJP Financial Mario J. Payne, and also on Twitter as well at MJP Financial. So we're always one phone call and one click away.
Awesome. Mario, thank you so much. Try to stay dry this weekend because I think we've got more rain coming.
Oh, fun.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Everybody else, have a great weekend.
Okay, you guys, that was Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial talking to us about how to save at least $5,000 a year. So he's given us four simple ways that we can do that. And you can increase your income and you could have more money to put towards your dream. And so with that being said, you guys, not letting tradition hold you back. So you want to bring your most authentic self to the forefront. And then as a result of that, you want to just go to that next level and get to where it is you really want to be and where it is you need to be. Hey, that's all we have for you today. We're going to be back next week with more. And we are about to start getting into one of our income streams. So tune in next week to find out which one and where we're going to start. If you have not signed up to receive our free ebook on how to earn $3,000 between now and Christmas, before Christmas, then you want to go to our website. It's right there on the homepage. Click on that link, get signed up, and you'll get that ebook. And we're going to be sending those out. So you want to get signed up and and be sure that you receive your free ebook. And we have lots of other goodies for you. Anything that's been mentioned on the show throughout the course of this month, you can go to our website, designeryourlifetoday.com, click on Mention on Show, and you can get those links. If you missed any of the shows, you may want to play a little catch-up while you have time, because we're taking it up a notch next week, you guys. All righty. Have an amazing weekend, and no matter what, don't forget that it is so important for you to do life with power. Talk to you guys on Monday.